called crawfish because I learned up in camp.
I think we learned the biology to call it crawfish.
Yeah, but I think I called it crawfish before then. I called it crawdad even before that, yeah.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Yeah.
Either one's right.
Sure, yeah. Just a couple of pounds of blank, pardon me, those small fantailed sea animals with thin, almost transparent shells that are caught by dragging necks along the bottom of the bay. Okay. At the mark, you might ask for a few kinds of blanks.
Shrimp.
Are there any different kinds?
No. There is different kinds, but it's a plural of shrimp.
Uh-huh.
It's not S.
Uh-huh.
It's like fish.
Uh-huh.
And varieties of fish would be fishes.
Right.
You know.
Okay. The insect that flies around in light and tries to fly into it is called?
Lightning.
When you grab it, the powder comes off in your hands.
We call them lightning bugs.
It's the type that eats holes in your clothes.
Uh-huh.
We're going to candle.
Uh-huh.
What flies around the house and lays its eggs in old clothes, yeah?
Moths.
Moths or moths?
Moth.
Moth, plural.
The moth, there is a plural, moth.
Is it moths?
Uh-huh.
Moths or moths?
M-O-T-H-S.
Okay, how would you say it, though?
Moth.
You say moth? You don't say the S?
Yes, you do say the S.
How would you say it with the S?
Moth.
Moth?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What flies around with a light in its tail by night?
Oh, that's what I was trying to get to, the little lightning bugs. And I don't know what you call them in your book.
You call them lightning bugs or fire bugs or
fire
bugs or fireflies?
Not June bugs.
Not June bugs. I disagree with that, too. Uh-huh. This is what they've got. I've heard fireflies a lot.
Firebugs?
Yeah, that's what I call them, fireflies.
Mm-hmm.
I call them lightning bugs myself, but I've heard fireflies just about as much. I haven't heard firebugs that much. A long, thin-bodied insect with a hard, little beak and two pairs of shiny wings that hovers around damp places and eats its own weight in mosquitoes, etc. It was one of the most common types of animals a couple hundred million years ago.
A needle or something?
No, it flies.
Oh.
Looks like an airplane in a way.
Is it a bat?
No, it's an insect.
Insect, oh. Read again what it does.
It's a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings. It hovers around damp places and eats its own weight mosquitoes.
I can see one, but I don't know much about it.
Oh. Looks like this in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Dragonfly?
Dragon. That's not...
Dragonfly?
Yeah, dragonfly.
Ever call them anything else?
No, dragonflies. What I was trying to go.
Ever heard them called snake doctor, snake feeder?
Snake doctor. I've heard snake doctor.
Snake doctor.
Yeah.
How about snake feeder? A mosquito hawk? Darning needle?
No, but all of those I can see why they could be called that.
Yeah, could too. Spindle?
Spindle. No.
What kinds of stinging insects do you know?
Bees and wasps. What we call yellow jackets.
What about the kind of insect that builds big paper nests, the size of a football in trees?
Wasps.
Or the type you had?
Hornets.
Hornets, okay. I was about to use...
the bigger term.
The green ratted and the hornets.
Yeah,
the hornets. More than one kind. Are there more than one kind?
Oh, yes, I'm sure there are hornets, red hornets. I don't know the different species, but they're different kinds of hornets.
Any other types such red?
They're black hornets.
Black hornets? What's the difference?
I don't know what the difference is biologically.
Just color?
I think there'd be a difference other than color.
Color, shape, size, nesting, stinging, ability or non-ability?